This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Lady, hope your week is going swimmingly. If not, we're almost at the end of it, at least for most of us anyway. Lori Lewis joins us from Talk Media News. Lori, how are you?
Looking forward to the end of the week.
Yeah, I like that you jumped on it. Me too, by the way. I am looking forward to the end of the week as well. So much of the focus is obviously on Charlottesville and Confederate memorials. Now there's a lot of discussion about Confederate different types of relics and historical figures and statues being taken down. Was there any reaction to that? I'm just curious, from Washington, D.C.
I mean, blanketed reaction, I'm not sure. There's a lot of chatter about it. You know, Trump did say, like, where does this stop? That was one of the key things that he said, right? He equated, not equated, but threw Washington and Jefferson into the same boat as Lee. And we chat about that sort of stuff, but I can't say that there's any universal understanding of the way to move forward from here. It seems like a lot of folks are taking it all in right now, and there's a lot of combative discussion happening, but maybe not a point of understanding.
All right, I got that. A point of maybe not understanding. I understand completely. And you're right, there is reaction. Like, you know, the VA secretary said it's a dishonor to veterans for Nazis, white supremacists to go unchallenged. I mean, so much of the conversation is just even about what happened in Charlottesville and people reacting to that. Steve Bannon, you and I talked about that. What's going on with Steve Bannon? It looks like he's a little bit under fire for sure. He said that the U.S. is in an economic war with China. That was his big, I guess, statement from the day. But there's still more people wondering, not so much about China and what that war is, but whether he'll weather the storm in Washington. And that remains to be seen, right?
Yeah. So Bannon gave, if you haven't caught this, he spoke to what's like a left-leaning media company. And it sounds like from Axios's reporting that he didn't realize that he was giving an interview potentially, but he gave like this off-the-cuff kind of remarks to this reporter that had written a column about trade with China. And in this, Bannon made comments about how he wants to swap out some folks at the State Department, and he talked about internal fighting. He talked about North Korea and how the prospect of war really isn't a reality because even with conventional weapons, 10 million people could die within the first 30 minutes. So he gave a lot of his inside thinking, potentially not realizing that he was totally on the record. So maybe that this new interview, which it seems like is blowing up right now, could change his prospect in the White House. But, you know, like actually this reporter who wrote this note, Bannon has been on the fence before. We've seen this reporting before that the president's thinking of kicking him out. So, you know, whether that's actually going to follow through or not, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Another interesting comments from the day, some other interesting comments. The DNC chair, Perez, telling the Republican chair, you bear responsibility for Trump. So now there is a lot of rhetoric out there, isn't there?
There is, yeah. And there's a lot of folks who are saying that, you know, if you're complicit in racism, you are racist. And that's what people are arguing with Trump right now, is that he's complicit with neo-Nazis and white supremacists, and that itself makes him a neo-Nazi and white supremacist. And that's something folks can debate, but it's definitely a conversation folks are having in Washington.
Yeah. And then healthcare. What's going on with healthcare? Because that's kind of been shelved in a sense since all of this started, except for the something you and I talked about, the CBO numbers coming out again and talking about what people would have to pay for premiums.
Yeah. So that's right. So the Trump administration agreed to continue the healthcare subsidy for now. faced with pressure from Republicans, they backed away from this crisis, this potential crisis in the healthcare market. Actually, it's a current ongoing crisis, but backed away from making the crisis much worse in the healthcare market. So for now, the federal government has agreed to continue making payments to insurance companies, which analysts say will keep the market stable for how long. You know, this is a band-aid, it seems like, on a much bigger problem, but it'll stay stable for now.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Lori Lewis, thanks from Talk Media News.
Thank you.
So as we move and traverse through a couple of different topics, racism, Charlottesville, continue to be bland, reaction to what happened there, name-calling rhetoric, some of it, you know, good as far as having discussions, some of it just complete crap and nonsense. So, you know, even this economic councils thing, the fallout from the response to Charlottesville, which is escalating, you had two CEO-dominated groups that organized to help the president chart, I guess, some kind of a course toward economic and job growth, and they were disbanded. On Wednesday afternoon, Trump said rather than putting pressure on the business people of the Manufacturing Council and Strategy and Policy Forum, I'm just ending both. Thank you all. So, you know, deciding it would be too ridiculous that, you know, in looking at some of the comments with the, like he's saying, the pressure that's intensifying rather than put that on them. That was the idea. Let's just move it. And part of the flow is what's going to happen to other Confederate monuments. For example, there's a monument in downtown Norfolk, Virginia. There's monuments more than in just Charlottesville. There's monuments all over the place. You know, now that I think about it, I'm thinking about places even I've been. The generals, Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson, were on a flatbed on August 16th in Baltimore, Maryland. The statues are the big figures that were removed overnight as a campaign to erase symbols of the Civil War era pro-slavery secessionist republic is pushing, and the movement is gathering a lot of steam. Those statues were taken down 4 days after what happened in Charlottesville following that rally that turned deadly because of white supremacists who were protesting plans to remove a statue of Robert E. Lee from a public park. The Baltimore mayor, Catherine Pugh, talked about the late-night removal of the four Confederate statues and talked about the city and in the state of the city and feeling how it was, necessary. And then that's, like I said, frankly, that's when they did it. And those were pretty big statues that had, you know, that had been there kind of as marking places for meeting people, for a chunk of history, you know, that whole kind of thing. And I think there's going to be a cry for more of those monuments to come down. How about in your neighborhood? 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Meet you on the flip side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Of course, you can email me at americatonight.net. You can tweet me, Kate S. Delaney. Kate S. Delaney. I got this one from Harry who says, Kate, wow, there's just no place, sister, for racism in our culture. I mean, we are barbarians. How can we not live and love among each other, even with different ideologies? It is just sickening to me that this exists. I don't understand. Because why can't people be free to live in their own religion, in their own skin, and do what they want to do? We live in the United States of America, and it's sad to me that a 30-something woman is plowed down in the middle of a protest by a 20-year-old who's lost his mind, and now his life is wasted and trashed as well as he trashed so many others because of all the wounded people, too. Racism, forget it. We're all humans. We need to wrap our arms around each other, period, end of story. Then I got this one from Peter, who listens in Illinois, and he said, Kate, I've seen my share of idiots, morons, and, frankly, scumbags. The young man who plowed into those protesters in Charlottesville, just stirring the pot even more, deserves to be fried. What he did to that woman and anybody else that was injured, frankly, is absolutely absolutely appalling. Racism be damned. If we have a lot of racists in this country, they need to leave and go find another place to live and see how they like it on other shores. Wow. Then we got this on other shores. Then we got this one. Good for you. Absolutely. I mean, come on. We're all humans. I've said this before. It comes down to our humanity. Oh my gosh. Life is so short and so precious. You know, I used to, when I was a kid, you go in these shops and they have all these knickknacks, and how many times did you see some kind of trite saying, life is short, so you should be fishing. Life is short, so you should eat cake for breakfast. And you know what? I agree with those cheeseball-y sayings. Life is too short to snuff out innocent people's lives in a ridiculous, crazed moment because you are whipped up by some fear of somebody else who's different than you are. I don't get it. Again, how precious it is to be living above ground. There's another book to read, another sunset to see, another great meal to eat, another golf ball to slam. I don't know. I mean, people fought and died for us to have our liberties, fought and died in so many wars, and to just tramp on that, and that's what it feels like to me. It's okay to be passionate. It's absolutely. It's okay to be able to spout your thoughts. That's why there's talk shows. That's why there's editorials. That's why there's places where you can do that. But boy, this violence, these violent little pods that pop up but end up in horrific situations. Yeah, just not right. All right, how about this? I was talking about the memorials, so let's veer back on that for a second. And I also got a bunch of emails on that. You can always send me your thoughts, like I said, dip them in the mailbag. But the Interior Department said it's not going to be removing Confederate monuments from Civil War battlefields. They say they're not going to do it. It's an important part of our country's history, and that the National Park Service is committed to, according to one of their spokespeople, committed to safeguarding the memorials while simultaneously educating visitors holistically and objectively about the actions, motivations, and causes of the soldiers and states they commemorate. I so agree with that. To completely remove everything and evaporate the history, again, history is bound to repeat itself. I agree with the Interior Department. Now, the National Park statements come after the woman I mentioned was killed, counter-protesting the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. So the city voted to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. And then the man driving the Dodger, you know the rest is history. But it has spurred on this push to remove monuments and rename schools and buildings and highways that were named after Confederate politicians and generals. This is a hot fire that's burning. So I agree that when you think about statues and you think about when you think about battlefields and historic parks, for example, I grew up not too far outside of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. They have 12 monuments to Confederate soldiers. The Battle of some of the battles that took place, they've got all kinds of Confederate monuments. So to remove Confederate monuments, think about that, for the people who fought in 1863 at Gettysburg, you can't rewrite history. How about understanding history? How about embracing what happened and the people who fought to make things different? Let's go in that direction. It's just a complete waste to think about doing something violent to rip out a statue. And it's not going to happen in the parks. I mean, it may get to the point where there has to be protection for the monuments, if nothing else, at least, temporarily. Because there may be a push to do this, to take statues down, to seal them, to, I don't know, whatever. And I think there is. I think there is absolutely a push to do that. In the meantime, here's what's happening in some other areas. A Chicago pastor is asking to remove a George Washington statue because of ties to slavery. So, on the south side, it's a bronze statue of George Washington on horseback. It's at the corner of 51st Street. I saw the picture of it. And it's at the entrance of Washington Park. Bishop Dukes said he wants the statue gone. He wants Washington's name removed from the park. He said, when I see it, I mean, it is a big one. I've gone by it many times. He said, when I see it, I see a person who fought for the liberties, and I see people that fought for justice and freedom of white America, because at that monument, we were still chattel slavery and three-fifths of humans. And he says, some people say, well, you know, he taught his slaves to read. That's almost sad, the equivalent of someone who kidnaps you, then gives you something to eat, and is what he's saying. He's saying, well, that's great that he taught his slaves to eat. Come on, give me a break. The pastor also said Andrew Jackson's name should be removed from Jackson Park because he was a slave owner. He's saying, you don't have to rename the city park, but how about taking out the monuments? And he says we should be able to identify and decide who we declare heroes in our communities, because we have to tell the stories to our kids of those people. Wow. I mean, there's no way to think about this. Boy, there's a lot we're going to have to remove from our history. What's happened to Indian folks, what has obviously happened to African Americans. If we go back historically, there would be a lot that would have to be renamed, torn down, and the history would still be there, but the history would be gone as far as seeing it in the form of a monument. I think we're going to see more of this. So here we're talking about Chicago, talking about Gettysburg. We're talking about some areas that, like Alabama, too. There's a lawsuit that's been filed against the mayor and the city of Birmingham for violating what they call state laws by constructing barriers to cover the monument in their Lynn Park. So they put up tarps and plywood around the monument so it's hidden from view because they're worried it will be altered. Oh, boy. Coming up next, we dive into the mailbag here on America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Across this great nation.
Taking a picture.
Love each other, not hate each other. Debates about Confederate monuments falling. The Interior Department saying no way. Others being covered up. I think this is going to be a, you know, buckle up. This is going to be a long, long discussion that we're going to have. Confederate monuments are losing their standing, perhaps, as I read the headline today and something I read in the U.S. Is there something there to it? Is it about, hey, let's take down these Confederate monuments in Norfolk, Virginia, and in Maryland? They remove them. Is this the way to roll, or is it the history could repeat itself kind of thing, and this is a part of our culture, and is this something that should be able to live with? And if it's just so horrific and so offensive in some areas, that then it's a city decision. I get the city versus a federal decision, you know, no doubt about that. And that was the idea in Charlottesville. That was a city decision. This is what we're going to do. And then we saw what it turned into, the white supremacist guarding the entrance to Emancipation Park, the fist that flew. I mean, just, geez, just absolutely sad, outrageous, you know, absolutely unbelievable. And a woman is dead. Can't bring her back. any amount of money that people donated, good, that's great, but it does not bring back the woman herself or the people who were maimed, whatever health issues they have to deal with. That was heavy on your minds as we get ready to dive into the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Chris, who says, Kate, did you say, see Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, who was talking with the media after memorial service for Heather Heyer in Charlottesville on Wednesday? I did see that, and of course, it, it's unbelievably somber, and it should have been somber, because I keep saying it again and again. It's fantastic that people donated money to a GoFundMe fund, but no amount of money brings back the woman herself. And because of the car uses a weapon again and all that entails, it's frightening to think about it, to be honest. You know, it is. So I heard his remarks, and of course he talked about hate and no place for hate and racism, as many politicians are saying it, Republicans and Democrats. All right, this one is from Doug. Kate, I've never emailed the show. I will tell you, it just started a while ago on my station in Louisville. I found you. I'm enjoying it. I'm curious about the debate about the Confederate symbols and those that are being removed. And there are so many symbols across our land, especially in the South, but not just in the South. Do you think it's right to pull down all of these monuments? Should they be taken, you know, should they be taken down and removed? It's a loaded question for all of these places dealing with these monuments. You know, it's interesting because I was thinking in Lexington, there's two Confederate monuments, and the city council unanimously approved a proposal to remove the statues from the courthouse. They've got, the mayor has 30 days to propose a new location for the statue. So the Historic Commission is saying, we'll just relocate them. You know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to take them and we're going to figure out a way, move them someplace else. In New Orleans, they removed four monuments that were dedicated to the Confederacy. And the workers who took them down had to wear flak jackets, helmets, and masks, and they were guarded by police because they were afraid something was going to happen. Now, that is just sick and sad, right? In Durham, North Carolina, protesters pulled down a statue of a Confederate soldier in front of the Durham County Courthouse in Durham. That happened the beginning of the week. That was a statue that had been there since 1924. I told you about Baltimore, and of course, there are many, many more statues that stand as well. And I was looking at a map, and I'll just do this quickly and then we'll dive back into the mailbag. But I was looking at a map that showed the monuments that have been removed. There have been monuments so far removed from Brooklyn, Baltimore, I mentioned Durham, Gainesville, Orlando, St. Petersburg, New Orleans, Louisville, Baltimore, Brooklyn, St. Louis, Austin, San Diego, Los Angeles. That where they still stand, the Stone Mountain debate, but there's a proposal to remove it. The debate in Washington and in Annapolis, the debate in Nashville and Memphis, and in Dallas and San Antonio. There are some monuments that they're talking about. It certainly sounds like the push is to try to remove them. In Dallas, there are a bunch of monuments that are under consideration to be removed. And as somebody who lives in the DFW area where our satellite facility is, there are cries to do that. So they're looking to form this task force that's going to study the issue. So that's not going to come down right away. And I was thinking about the monuments, and do I know where those monuments are? And the answer is I do. One of them is a statue of Robert E. Lee in a place called Oak Lawn, and it's a very, very big statue to him. So there's several that would have to be removed if they decide, the city council, after the task force votes, and they decide that's what they want to do. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Richard. And Richard says, Kate, I know that you sometimes talk about sports. You do your nail the score thing, this thing with Ezekiel Elliott and his suspension. Do you think that he was ripped off and the NFL was wrong? What do you think of the deal of Ezekiel Elliott? I think that they are debating. There's debates about domestic violence is nothing. Allegations of domestic violence are serious. There's obviously problems in the NFL with domestic violence because of what we've obviously seen in the last couple of years. There have been reporters that are investigating it. The NFL had a 160-page report. There is a back and forth as to whether or not there was a jealousy thing, whether or not the woman made it up, whether or not some of it was exaggerated, blah, 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 which is why the prosecution found there wasn't enough evidence to pursue it in Ohio. But the NFL handed down the 6-game suspension. And I think we haven't heard the last of this. Friends say it did happen. Other people say it didn't happen. Ezekiel Elliott saying that the ex-girlfriend called him 40 times. And it didn't even say ex-girlfriend, said that they are just friends. They never dated. He said, she never lived with me. We had a sexual relationship. So you get this. I could dive even further into this, except for to say that in Ohio, in the county, they didn't find that there was enough evidence to pursue it in the court system. And this happened a year ago. So maybe maybe the girl is not likable, but something did happen there. Was what the police recorded and the written statements, do they show a pattern of it? It's going to be up to the NFL to decide where they go with this. But if there is domestic violence there, then he deserves the suspension. I mean, come on, give me a break. That's the answer to that question. If not, he doesn't. But is it a he said, she said thing? Is there more hardcore evidence they saw or the interpretation of it? I guess, anyway. Is that the interpretation? Let's move on to another one. This one is from Joseph, and Joseph says, Hi, America Tonight listeners. Hello to you, Kate Delaney. What in the world has happened to us? I wish that we could just enjoy the creature comforts we have here in the United States. It's the end of the summer. Some people are taking vacations, but yet something always seems to happen to rip us apart, and seems to happen in the summer months. You know what, they say although this has nothing to do with this, I don't think, but they say in places like Chicago, buckle up because this is the time of year when we do see an uptick in violence with the hot temperatures, etc., tail end of the summer, throughout the summer, and can't blame that, I think, on what happened at Charlottesville. I would say, no way. And then quickly, this one is from Tommy, who says, I've heard you talk about the solar eclipse. Very cool. I know that I'm getting my equipment, so to speak, ready so that I can look up into the sky and see the solar eclipse. I'm pretty excited, I gotta tell you. I'm gonna take pictures. I'll send them to you. You do that. Send me the pictures. Coming up, Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo with Nathan Reeder.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Making the final turn for this hour of America Tonight. Thought we would lighten the load, so to speak, because it's heavy. You can feel the thickness, really, in some pockets of the United States. I just went through as there was a question about that in the mailbag, what's happening with the monuments. So time for little fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. Bingo. Hello, Nathan Reeder.
It's me.
It's me. All right, so let me ask you this question. Do you think it's right schools are deciding that they're going to ban the solar eclipse viewing if it's going to be in their area, which, of course, is going to be in most areas in some form? So there's a movement among some parents, not a movement necessarily, they're just going to do it, that they're taking their kids out of school so that they can see in California and Illinois and other places that they can learn about the science behind the eclipse and all of that. But so they'll be able to watch it. In the classrooms, they're saying they don't want to have to give them the glasses and take chances. They don't want eclipse, you know, to take them outside. They want to just use a live stream if it does work, and maybe in some classrooms anyway, use that instead. So they don't want them, even though they could get the safety glasses, they're cheap, they cost nothing, you can get them half the time at the libraries, they don't want the kids in the in small groups out there looking at the eclipse. What do you think?
I think that with the increasing populations everywhere and all the teachers involved and all the administration and school budgets, local and otherwise, that the liability just calls for it. So I think it's a smart decision.
So even though it would be cool, they would learn the science behind it, screw it, you can't do it because there's too much risk of lawsuits and problems and all that.
Well, I think they should be allowed to be called out of class to do it with someone who is more comfortable taking the risk with their child's eyesight.
Gotcha. So the parents that are doing that themselves, just take your kid out of school and that's it, and which is what's happening in some cases. All right, this is pretty wild. Engagement rings getting lost. But one of the strangest things is this lost engagement ring was found on a carrot after 13 years. there was a
slippery.
Woman. Yes, yeah, slippery. There was a woman who lost her engagement ring 13 years ago. She was weeding her garden on the family farm. This is out of Camrose. And she said she can't believe the lucky carrot actually grew through and around the diamond ring. She never thought she would find it again. And what happened was, that's exactly what happened. The ring that was in the ground for all that time grew into the carrot. So it was like wrapped almost like, it looked like a belt around the carrot.
Awesome.
I know. That is.
That
what are,
is
what is
not
fruits
a fruit.
And
it is a vegetable.
That. Yep. I love it.
But if
bingo.
Awesome.
I think it's the best story ever.
Yeah,
and she finds, yeah, she finds her ring harvesting carrots for supper with her dog at the farm. And right. It's just the strangest thing because then, of course, you can easily see it. She said she was giggling. She was excited. And this is an 84-year-old woman who lost her engagement ring. So, yeah, it was a big deal to her. But what could she do? And then she found it.
Awesome.
I say, yeah, that's one
total
of the best stories
bingo.
We've had. Total, yes. I agree, 100%. All right, so let's move on to something else from the carrot story to this story. I don't know about you, but I don't get this whole thing with alligators. Somebody told me today in Texas, you have to be careful in some of the parks because there's gators. And I said, gators? What are you talking about? There's gators. There's no gators. They said, yeah, people will get alligators, baby ones, and they'll throw them into ponds and stuff, and then they grow. I'm like, wow, you got to be kidding me. But this alligator was found in a swimming pool at a New Jersey motel. It's a 3-foot-long gator. It was discovered at the Bayview Inn and Suites in Atlantic City. They're not sure where the gator came from, how it got into the pool,
oh, yeah,
or how long
Atlantic
it had been
City.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
You owe us some money. You're going to pay or the gator is going to get you.
Yep.
So animal control
Perfect.
Workers had to lift the alligator from the pool, and then they took it away to an undisclosed location.
We did it. Hey, Atlantic City Police, you know what to do.
So what do you think? I'm going to say bingo. That's what you do. You remove it. What are you going to do?
Well, yeah, you remove it. Sure.
You remove it. It would be freaky, though, to go out to the pool, look down, and see a gator.
Yeah.
Very
your
freaky.
Your phone is coming out right away.
That's right. Forget that. Just take the phone. Just get the phone. That's what we need. Don't worry about it. Yeah, crazy. All right. There have been a lot of complaints about females not earning as much as men, and even in Hollywood, whether it's astronomical amount of dollars or not. So this is pretty interesting. Emma Stone, an actress, very talented actress, I think. I've seen her in a few things. She was starred in that musical La La Land, but in other movies. She earned $26 million in the last 12 months. She's the highest, she topped the Forbes list of the highest paid actresses. Following her would be Jennifer Aniston from Friends, fame, $25.5 million, blah, blah, blah. So How about that? So some of these women are earning more money. I say bingo.
Well, yeah. More money.
More money. Well, I just think they should be paid equal. If you know, if they're the star of the movie, why shouldn't they get the most that they can get? I mean, it is a ridiculous conversation to have in one sense, because it's like funny money to the rest of us.
Yeah.
But it's what your worth is, what they do for a living. So they should up the ante for them as well.
Well, the scale sounds good. I hope that it's I hope that it matches or at least correlates. You know, correlation is not causation, remember? But at the same time, having it correlate to, you know, other nice chunks that people are making that are also other gender identifying is good.
Mm-hmm, I think so, too. I think it is good. This is an interesting story. I've never been here, but I hear it's incredible to go there and to see it. The Mormon Temple in Kensington, Maryland, it's pretty visible from the Beltway. It's kind of a cool-looking, beautiful temple. You can see it when you're driving by. I can remember seeing it many times. They say for anyone who drives around the Capitol Beltway, Nathan, the soaring white spires are familiar, but a mystery to a lot of people. So people have seen it, and they don't know really. It's off of Interstate 495. A lot of people think it reminds them of Emerald City. There's just something about it. So for the first time since the 1970s, anybody who's curious has their chance to peek inside. It's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but they're going to, you know, and it only allows members inside. It's 156 working temples. So this one opened in 74, and only the 40,000 or so Mormons have had access. The church is renovating the temple, and there will be a brief window when renovations are completed and before rededication, the people can go and take a tour. So it's like a...
Awesome.
I think it's awesome, too. It's they get to see what it looks like. I say bingo.
Yeah. I've heard about the legacy for years.
Right, and now you can actually get in and see what see what it looks like. I think it's awesome.
Yes, sweet. Awesome.
Good way to end this. Perfect. I hear the music in the back queuing up.
True.
Is it queuing up? One last thing. There is a funny, you know, boutique hotels play on different themes. But there's a push for some of these boutique hotels to pay homage to strip joints of the past. So there's like a Broadview hotel that was formerly the site of a strip club. It opened a couple of weeks ago. It's on the top of a building in Manhattan, and it's pretty pretty, I have to say.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I think it's an awesome idea.
I'll go with that. Bingo.
Bingo. I love it. Perfect. Perfect way to end this. Thanks to Nathan and all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.